John was this Polish guy. We call him the Polish Assassin was his nickname. And he was a Vietnam era fighter pilot. He went about his day preparing for sales and business development, much like you'd expect a pilot went about filing a flight plan and getting their vehicle up in the air. And so everything was really cool. And we were working our tail off till about 12:30. We must have called on 40 doors to sell those stupid accident policies. And we're having a chili dog. I call it the chili dog epiphany. And I said, John, the reason I'm out in the field with you is I'm supposed to soak all this wisdom out of you. You're the best sales trainer and recruiter the company has. That's why I'm here. So tell me about your philosophies. He said, well, training salespeople, hiring and training salespeople, getting them into production, it's all very simple. Salespeople have to say the right things. They have to say them in the right way with the right mind space, headspace, and then they have to say them to enough people. And that essentially is a cap equation.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, welcome to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. If you don't remember, that is hashtag signal for Rockstars Rockin'. And I'm with the rock star of all rock stars. I know you say, I bet you say that to all your rock stars. I do. But that's because I only have true rock stars on the show. Welcome and everybody meet my good friend, Joe Bazzello. What's up, Joe?
Everything is good. Thanks for having me on, Eric. I love the name of the show, Rockstars Rocking, or hashtag.
Hashtag Rockstars Rocking. Thanks, Joe. So those of you that don't know Joe, I'm going to let him do all the talking today, but let me just give you a quick intro. Joe is a four-time best-selling author. Particularly one specific book has really catapulted the other books into stratospheric success, in my opinion. That first book called The Cap Equation, he'll talk about in a minute if you're so kind, Joe. I'll probably ask you about it. But he's got a new book coming that actually just released called Winning Sales Attitudes. It's a second in the series originated from The Cap Equation. Joe's also the co-founder of Growth 10 and CEO of the Bazzello Group. And for those of you that don't know, he's actually a Hall of Fame insurance guy from the enhanced space, otherwise known as voluntary. I hate that term. He's a Hall of Fame guy in that world. And last but certainly not least, he's also a public speaker and trainer as long as he can wear his shorts on stage. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, shorts and aloha, Tommy Bahama shirt.
There you go. Perfect. So I met Joe. I met you years ago. I never had the privilege of working under your leadership, but we have tremendous contacts in common, hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of connections in common that all sing your praises. And I'm jealous that they got to work under you and I didn't. But over the last many years, since I stepped out of the carrier world, I'm a recovering carrier rep, as you know, I've been able to get to know you more on a friend level. And I appreciate that. So Joe, let me ask you to start. Tell us about a little bit about The Cap Equation and then the new book that you have out.
Well, absolutely. The CAP equation is a foolproof formula for unlimited success in sales. And CAP is an acronym for competencies plus attitudes multiplied by pipeline, a full and engaged pipeline. Competencies, attitudes, pipeline practices. And it started to develop many, many years ago, four decades ago, when I was selling $39 accident policies for Pennsylvania Life. I was 18 years old. And when I got to be 19 years old, I'd been with a company for almost a year, about 11 months, and they promoted me to field trainer. And I asked them why they promoted me. And their answer was, anyone that stays here a year, we automatically promote. And so I felt very special. And they put me out with a great sales trainer, John Jamlikowski, who I talk about in the book. And John was this Polish guy. We call him the Polish Assassin was his nickname. And he was a Vietnam era fighter pilot. He went about his day preparing for sales and business development, much like you'd expect a pilot went about filing a flight plan and getting their vehicle up in the air. And so everything was really cool, and we were working our tail off till about 12:30. We must have called on 40 doors to sell those stupid accident policies. And we're having a chili dog. I call it the chili dog epiphany. And I said, John, the reason I'm out in the field with you is I'm supposed to soak all this wisdom out of you. You're the best sales trainer and recruiter the company has. That's why I'm here. So tell me about your philosophies. He said, well, training salespeople, hiring and training salespeople, getting them into production, it's all very simple. Salespeople have to say the right things. They have to say them in the right way with the right mind space, headspace. And then they have to say them to enough people. And that essentially is a cap equation. So nothing's changed over 40 years. I just gave it a name. I stole it. I give him credit for it. But the cap equation really is about taking any sales or business development person, Eric, and just breaking down what are those key competencies in his or her market. What are the mindsets and philosophies that they need to operate by, the 6 inches between their ears? And then how are they filling and keeping that pipeline full? What are the key practices? So that's really sure. The simplicity of it.
I love what you said. You stole it and you gave proper credit, so that's fair. nothing that nobody's ever heard of, but it's called R&D, right? Rob and duplicate. And yeah, I'm all for R&D, proper R&D, rob and duplicate, but you got to give credit where it's due. And I certainly do that all the time. So I love that. Talk to me how winning sales attitudes came about, because now you have your second in a series, and hopefully in the future there'll be more. But right now you just released it, and I'm excited to get to receive it. Thank you. You said you're going to send me a copy. I can't wait to read it.
This is your copy right here. This is literally your copy, and I have the padded envelopes, and now I have your address, and I have your name is actually in the book. Your name is right there. You were so kind to give to read the book
You sent me that preliminary copy to flip through, and I loved it, so I wanted to send that over, but I want to read the final edition.
So the Winning Sales Attitude book is the A in the cap equation, so it's all about these 6 inches. So there's many people that'll be watching or listening to this that have met and have trained and hired and onboarded very competent people. But as John J. Mulcahy also said to me, that you can have a very competent person, they can have million-dollar competencies, but if they have a 10-cent brain, a 10-cent head, they're short-term in sales, especially commission sales, where there is no guarantee or no floor. So, Eric, this is all about the attitudes and philosophies and mindsets that the best of the best in practice, and this book is unique because I have, and I'm not going to read off all the names, but I have 11 co-authors, and these are cap equation certified instructors. I have 28 of those kind of fanned out across the United States that helped me spread the gospel of the cap equation. They do a lot of pro bono work as a way of promoting their sales and keeping the cap equation. Some of them do paid speaking as well. So I have 28 of those, 11 are co-authors on this book. So this is about the mindset. It's about how we wake up in the morning, what we feed ourselves, the philosophies that drive our behaviors.
Yeah, I love it. And, look, attitude is everything. And I always talked about when I led hundreds and hundreds, as you know, I was a top recruiting person at a large carrier, and by more than double every single year, the number two. And the only thing that I preached to my team all day long was, it's not just a positive attitude, be positive, but it was always a can-do attitude. You have to have both. One without the other, in my opinion, never worked very well.
So is the can-do part, is that the execution part? I'm actually going to do the work and honor the work and execute?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the hardest part for most people. So let me ask you this. If you can, as we wrap up in the next few, 3 or 4 minutes or so, tell me, I'm really excited and pumped up for your new project that you launched with a partner. I think it's called Growth 10. Tell us about Growth 10.
Growth 10 came about earlier this year. In fact, in January of this year, my partner, Tom Healy, who also is the CEO of LaunchPoint, a great career, younger than me. I'm 59 years old. He's going to turn 36 years old this summer. We have very different backgrounds, but a lot in common. We met on the golf course, and it was funny. You know how you play golf, and about the second or third hole, you ask the other person, what do you do for a living? So we're on the third hole. We're members of the same club, but I've never met him before. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, well, I'm a different guy. I'm an author, a trainer, a speaker, have an online training company. He said, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm kind of weird. I'm an author, a trainer, a speaker, and I have an online education company. So he's like, you're kidding me. I said, no. So we became fast friends and we decided to collaborate. We built Advance AZ, which is a company we also co-own here. And it's a live face-to-face peer advisory model. We bring founders and CEOs, business owners of businesses between 1 and 10 million top line annual revenue. We bring them together in a peer advisory setting, face-to-face for one morning a month, 4 hours, one time a month. And we process everyone's issues, everyone's opportunities, everyone's challenges. So it actually forms an extended board of directors. And in January this year, we started asking the question, how do we scale this? How do we impact people that don't have the time and money to invest in a business model, a true extended board of directors? How do we do that? And the answer is pretty obvious. You go virtual, you go online. So Growth 10 is the online virtual entrepreneurial community that has all those elements, but is ridiculously inexpensive. The cost of membership is equal to a cup of coffee a day at Starbucks, if you don't get the big one. And so we have just launched. We've launched at the absolute worst time, but we're closing in on our first 100 members, and it is a very active community. And so it's growth10.com. If someone wants to go over there and check it out, we'll give you a free trial. And we know if you kick the tires and come into the back end of the site, you've been on the back end, you know what's there. Hundreds and hundreds of 5, 7, 10 minute sessions. So you could get better, so you could be a better entrepreneur. And it's very easily categorized. It's Netflix style. So we're pumped up. We're excited. It was a 6 month project that we did in 6 weeks. I talked to you about that offline, but we didn't really rush it together. We hired a web development team that was committed to getting this out. As soon as we realized we had the idea before COVID-19 hit, but when we realized we're moving into a pandemic and a lot of people were going to be doing their learning, their mentorship, their fine-tuning online, it's like, well, we got to get this out. So we're excited about that. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You use the words, you know, maybe the worst time to launch, but I would argue it's the best time to launch because everybody's consuming more virtual content than ever before. We're doing, you know, Zoom meetings like they've never been in existence. I mean, you and I have never been on a Zoom meeting. We talk on the phone, but then it thought to, you know, why don't we put faces and names? Well, we could have done that 2 years ago. Just it never made sense. Nobody ever talked about it. So I like it this way, though, to be very honest. So Joe, as we wrap up, last question for you, my friend. What's something that we know a lot of people? What's something that folks may not know about Joe Bazzella?
Oh, I'm intensely shy.
I didn't know that.
I'm intensely shy. I'm an accomplished artist, pencil, pen and ink, charcoal, and I paint. And that surprises a lot of people.
And you're not being sarcastic, right?
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm an accomplished artist and I'm intensely shy. I was the last person, if you met me between the ages of, let's say, 8 and 16, 17, I was the last person you'd ever suspect would get into commission sales or business development. And if I did, I would also be I would rank as the last person you'd ever thought would be successful in it. But I'm in my wow. Backup style is if you just leave me alone, I'm okay. I just want to be alone and by myself. I'm intensely shy. And if I walk into a room and I don't know anyone, it's the most awkward thing in the world. It's not natural for me to meet people and talk to people and build relationships.
Wow. Well, there you have it, guys. I'll call that an exclusive for Rockstar Rockin', and a great way to end. I certainly didn't know that, and I've known you for years. From 3,000 miles away. Joe, real quick, tell everybody how they can reach you.
Easy. Joe@growth10.com. Joe@growth10.com. Very easy.
And I know you're super social on all the social media channels, you name it, he's on it for the most part, and growth10.com. So Joe@growth10.com is the website. Joe, it's been a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate you coming on. Guys, this has been another rock star laden episode of Rock Stars Rockin'. And if you like what you heard, if you like what you saw, please leave a comment in the comment section below. If you have a question for myself or Joe, you can drop it in the comments. We will ask, or we will surely answer and get back to you. And if you truly found value the way that I'm sure you did, you had to. If it's Joe Bozzello, please don't be shy and share if you care. And don't forget to tag us so we can thank you properly.
Rock Stars Rockin'.
That's right. So with that, as I always say, don't just have a great day, make it a great day, because I know we will. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rock Stars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rock Stars, keep rocking.